suggest to undergrads who like want to be wildlife biologists. And like there are some jobs like with the Park Service, I think it's like wildlife biologist series jobs with the Park Service or other federal agencies that like require you to have certain courses that you already took. And there's like a requirement for like plant science courses and stuff like that, but it's like really like how would I have known to take those?
Yeah.
But it lines up pretty well with the requirements for this thing. So if you feel like it, you know, like you could take all the courses for this, and then it would probably be more likely that you would be able to technically qualify for some of these jobs even without a master's degree.
College is expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Although thankfully for wildlife masters, like you should be able to find one where they'll pay you to do it.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm getting
that
right now.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
Not a lot,
yeah.
But enough to live.
Okay,
yeah.
That's really good to know. I was already planning like, oh god, if I have to get a master's degree, how much of a loan
So this is. That website I was showing you, you'll be able to find sometimes, like, it'll say, like, graduate assistantship or something like that, but basically, like, in some cases, like, people who want to do, like, wildlife research, they'll be like, okay, like, one of the ways that we could do this is to just pay, like, somebody who wants to get their master's anyways to work on it for 2 years or 3 years, and so they'll already have, like, some funding lined up. Which means, you know, you won't necessarily, like, have as much say in, like, what exactly your project is, but, like, usually there's ways to, like, make, like, to have, like, a chapter of your project be something that you decide to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is really encouraging.